The 2024 NHL draft comes to a close, and the newest wave of the Blackhawks' young talent has arrived. I'm Joe Brand. This is Blackhawks Live, and a special draft edition from Sin City as we break down the past couple of days for the Hawks. And we begin with the number two overall pick in Artem Levchinov. After weeks of debating who the Hawks should go for, the young defenseman in Artem Levchinov or the young offensive forward with a ton of talent in Ivan Demidov, the Hawks go with Artem Levchinov. Now, since we've been looking at mock drafts and just all the analysis of this draft, I will say Artem Levchinov seemed to have been the one guy that consistently stayed among the top. There have been many names that have bounced around from 2 to almost 15, but Levchinov always seemed to be the guy that was a safe but stable pick, and one that can benefit a team in the very long run. A lot of experts saying he could be a top four defenseman, maybe even a top two defenseman. And with a right-handed shot, the Hawks now have their stud on defense to help solidify that aspect of their organization right now. And Levchinov seems to have a lot of personality. He met with the media after being drafted by the Hawks.
I was waiting for this 18 years. Finally, I'm somewhere. Not somewhere, in Chicago.
How does it feel? How does it like to be up there?
It feels real now. Now it feels like, dream came true. You know? Now it feels real.
Did you expect it to be Chicago? You always seem to be their favorite.
I was thinking about them because, we had a good conversation with them, during the season and at the combine. And they came to Buffalo. We had our agency camp. They came to talk with me. We went for lunch. And, also I talked with a lot of teams, and we had talk with everyone, but I'm happy that Chicago picked me, and I'm happy to be part of Blackhawk.
Not only is Levchinov a strong guy on the ice, but he seems to be off it as well. He unfortunately recently dealt with the passing of his father due to COVID complications. He lost his dad, and that has played a pretty big role in his life.
Yeah, I think I learned that I need to stay strong in life. Yeah, my father passed away, but I just said myself that I need to stay strong in life, on the ice, and so it's life. It's life again. Yeah, just just wanna.
What would he have told you at this moment?
Yeah, unfortunately he's not here because, he passed away. I think he's supposed to be here at this day and to see me how I was drafted. And every time he told me just, be yourself, stay strong, and you will be good.
So along with some somber questions, Artem Levchinov even did seem maybe a little bit nervous at the beginning of the media availability, but we kind of only know that because he expressed it towards the end.
I was a little bit nervous in the end, and the beginning. Maybe we can continue now. I feel more comfortable. So,
did I read you used to break dancing when you were a kid?
When I was younger, I liked to do a little bit break dance, So on the ground, but it was fun. I was a dancer when I was younger. I did waltz, with the girl. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun when I was younger, guys. Now it's more, a little bit more serious, but still have fun. But still, I try to have fun, of course. So
the Blackhawks director of amateur scouting, Mike Donaghy, said that Artem Levchinov has an engaging and genuine personality, something that he witnessed and recognized in their meeting with him during lunch, that players from other teams were coming up to Artem Levchinov and slapping him on the back and saying, hey, good luck, man. But it's just one of the many things that Donaghy, Kyle Davidson, and the entire Blackhawks staff were very impressed with from Artem Levchinov.
Well, we've known Artie for 2 years, right, going back to Green Bay, and we saw him in his first USHL game last year in the Fall Classic. And you see the way he skates and the size for a big guy to get around the ice that well. And he's very puck friendly. He's ultra competitive. And then he just continued to take the steps. Nobody was sure. Everyone thought he was going to go back to Green Bay. And then he ends up going to Michigan State. He was able to elevate his game against players that are 3, 4, and 5 years older than him. and not miss a beat from the USHL. And then I know you guys all met him, and then once you meet him off the ice, his engaging personality, his character, just the way he treats people, it's just what we're about. I just think the whole Belarusian aspect of it, so he showed up at Dan Milstein's door and all he had was just his suitcase and clothes, and they get him the equipment in Green Bay and everything else, and I just think he's so far behind the curve, even though he's a big guy. You know, you see him and he's got long arms and he's got long legs. He hasn't trained in North America for, you know, in August he goes to Michigan State, so he didn't even have a college training session like most of the kids do. I just think his ceiling is high end.
We could spend all day talking about all the positives of Artem Levchinov, but why did the Blackhawks choose him over Ivan Demidov? Here's what Kyle Davidson had to say.
We always really liked him. I think the final decision probably in the last few weeks. You know, you want to get all the information, you want to get everything in order, and then you don't want to rush it either. So, yeah, I would say in the last couple weeks, I don't know exactly when, but, you know, fairly recently. It wasn't, for example, right after the lottery or anything. I just think the total package. Offensively, he can drive offense. He can skate. He's super mobile. He's got good size, he's aggressive, he's a physical defender, and we just think there's more upside to come. And so the package, as well as the potential growth left to come, is so intriguing and something we really felt that would just make us a much better organization. Yeah, you know, I just think with the size, mobility of Levchinov and the abrasiveness that he plays with, he's a great complement to the group, but also, you know, his ability with the puck and the ability to turn defense into offense is just, you know, it's something that he does very well, and it's just a really appealing add to the group.
But even with that all being said, reportedly the Blackhawks were interested in trying to acquire both Artem Levchinov and Ivan Demidov. A recent report coming from The Athletic, Scott Powers and Mark Lazarus saying that the Blackhawks were trying to make a trade with the Columbus Blue Jackets to move up and pick Ivan Demidov, number 4. The Hawks were willing to depart with a first-round pick for next year and a second-round pick. They were pretty aggressive and pretty serious about it, reportedly. But as we said multiple times throughout this whole draft conversation, no matter who the Hawks picked at number 2 overall, they were going to get a good player. And who they picked up at number 18 overall, Sacha Boisvert, played against Artem Levchinov back in the USHL, and he's pretty pleased with his now current Blackhawks organizational mate.
Great player, you know, a big defensive, offensive defenseman too. You know, he's great, can do everything on the ice, and yeah, no, just also a great guy too. Got to meet him at the combine, and super excited to get to see him later, hopefully too.
Boisvert, a 6'2" center, is excited to bring his 200-foot game to the Blackhawks and be a part of the rebuild with all of this other young talent.
Yes, of course, you know, a lot of talents, young guys, and it's a promising future in here in Chicago, and just super excited to be part of it, and hopefully bring a couple Stanley Cups down the road. Yeah, I think my 200-foot game and my game, let's say, off the ice too, as a leader in the locker room and on the ice, I would say those are the two things that I've improved the most.
Again, another guy we've been following for 2 years, you know, Muskegon in the USHL, and they're in the same division as Chicago, so get to see him a lot. Long body, ultra competitive. He boxes in the summer. His father owns a gym and plays on the edge, but he also had 36 goals in that league. And, you know, if you look back at the Kyle Connors and the Brock Besses and those guys, those are similar numbers to what he had. And he's got size down the middle. He can skate. He can compete. He's good on faceoffs. And he's another, just a fantastic kid. And he can play in a shutdown role. He's on the power play of Muskegon. I'm sure he'll be at that in North Dakota at some point. He just has a good overall skill package. Can play a variety of roles.
Yeah, he's had two productive seasons in Muskegon. Put up, you know, some good numbers in the USHL, which is traditionally not the easiest league to put offense up in. And then just the physical package. You see him and there's so much room to fill out, so much room for growth. He plays with a real edge. And real physicality, and so there's a lot of appeal around both the offensive side and then the abrasiveness that he plays with.
So a skilled two-way centerman who has good leadership qualities is slated to go to North Dakota and speaks French. The Chicago Tribune's Phil Thompson asked if Kyle Davidson is trying to recreate Jonathan Toews.
I didn't think about that, to be honest. That's funny. No, we weren't trying to recreate Jonathan Toews. We won't put that on him. But, yeah, shout out to Troy Murray, too, former North Dakota alum. he was asking myself and Norm McIver if we needed any help before the draft, and I joked to him and I texted back that we're not taking any players that are going to North Dakota, and lo and behold, we take someone going to North Dakota. So maybe Troy influenced things a little bit there, but no, you know, it's a great path. North Dakota is a great program, and obviously, you know, Jonathan experienced a ton of success coming out of there, and so even if Sasha can bottle a fraction of that, we'd be pretty excited.
Despite the similarities, Boisvert isn't putting pressure on himself to be the next Jonathan Toews, but he does have some other hockey idols he looks up to.
Well, my favorite player, I would say, is Evgeny Malkin, but the player I like to study and watch is Anze Kopitar from L.A., no big centerman, can play in all three zones, can shoot the puck, pass, win faceoffs, and he's obviously a leader in the NHL. He's won some Stanley Cups, so I think he's a great guy to look up to.
Before the first round of the draft ended, the Blackhawks snuck in one more pick. They traded both of their second-round picks to Carolina to move up and draft forward Marek Vaneker of the Brantford Bulldogs. He was teammates with Blackhawks prospect Nick Lardis, and the two seem to really have a good connection.
Yeah, no, I'm for sure going to text him right away, and it's going to be awesome. You know, he's such a good player and a great guy that, you know, we're boys, so just to be on the same team as him and the same club is going to be amazing.
Were you on the same line together much, or were you more playing part this year?
He was hurt for quite a bit of the year, but when he was back, we did have shifts together. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but if I was to be fortunate enough to be on the same line as him, I'm sure we could cook something up pretty well.
What were your talks with the Blackhawks throughout the year?
They were good. Like, they showed some interest, and you know, I really like Chicago or any team. So yeah, just kind of talking. They wanted to know about me, and I wanted to know more about them. But yeah, just like a normal combo, nothing too crazy.
Vaneker caught Kyle Davidson's eye when Kyle was watching games with Nick Lardis when Lardis was sidelined due to injury. What's even more remarkable, though, at 18 years old, Vaneker led his Brantford team with 36 goals and 82 points in 68 games, all while dealing with a torn labrum he really didn't know much about until this summer when things didn't feel right while he was working at a watermelon farm with his uncle. Yeah, that's right. A watermelon farm.
Yeah, my uncle owns a watermelon farm, so I help him work on it. And you know, and that was when you know, I guess a couple years ago or last year. So,
what's something that people don't know about watermelon farming that would they be surprised about?
You don't really hear watermelon farming a whole lot. So they have a big watermelon farm, and yeah, just to lay plastic, and then you plant the watermelons inside and let them grow. So nothing too special. It just needs to be done.
Vaneker had surgery to repair his labrum earlier in June and is now on a 4 to 6 month timeline for recovery, so he won't be ready right at the start of the season. The Hawks finished up day two of the draft, adding more size and speed to their offense and picking up another defenseman. They started the day with the 67th overall pick in the third round, selecting John Mustard of the USHL, a rookie of the year in the USHL with Waterloo, and yes, a name that will draw a lot of attention in Chicago, but that's nothing new for John Mustard.
I got a lot of Colonel Mustard jokes, so I don't really understand those because I didn't play it. So,
72nd overall, the Hawks drafted A.J. Spellacy, a fast, physical forward who was an impressive free safety and wide receiver on the football field until he was 16 years old. That's when he dropped the sport to solely focus on hockey, but he says his aggressive mentality from football benefits him on the ice.
Obviously, there's not too many guys that play physical nowadays, so just really playing that physical role, everyone in the NHL needs someone like that, so I think that's something that's going to keep me there for a long time.
An NFL player that you admired and an NHL player?
NHL, definitely Tom Wilson. I think he's a hard player who everyone on the other team's scared of him, so I think that's a big role, and everyone needs someone like that. NFL, I'm a Browns fan, so I like Nick Chubb.
Later in the third round, the Hawks made another trade with Carolina, moving up to select Jack Pridham from Kelowna, who's the son of Toronto's assistant GM Brandon Pridham. Jack is committed to Boston University, the same alma mater as current Hawks defenseman Alex Vlasic. After that, they selected Swedish forward Joel Svensson and a defenseman from the Erie Otters in Ty Henry, making no goalies selected by the Hawks this year. All in all, it was a very impressive weekend put together by the NHL, the Sphere, and Las Vegas as a whole. The weekend kicked off with Connor Bedard winning the Calder Trophy for Rookie of the Year.
It's obviously a special year, you know, achieving a lifelong dream of playing in the NHL, but, you know, then you kind of just, you know, want to be with the rest of the pack, and, you know, I don't want every time I score a goal or whatever, it's a big deal because I'm, you know, the youngest kid or whatever. So, you know, I think just having that behind you and getting to move forward and kind of look at that and learn, you know, I feel like I learned a lot from last year. So hopefully can kind of take that in the next season.
Bedard became the 10th Blackhawk to win the award and the first since Artemi Panarin. Obviously, Patrick Kane won that award as well. But it was Bedard who went up on stage and announced that the Blackhawks were selecting Levshinov on Friday at the Sphere. And what a venue the Sphere is. Everything about it, from the unique experience it provides on the inside, and then even the engaging, entertaining display it shows on the outside. If you're thinking about checking out the Sphere, do it. But that does put a wrap on the NHL draft weekend. As of right now, it'll be the last in-person NHL draft until further notice. But free agency starts on Monday, along with the Blackhawks development camp. So we'll talk then. I'm Joe Brand. Thanks for listening.